Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Arian.
Hi Ben and Nathan, when is it too late to use letters of recommendation from college professors after you've graduated? I graduated last year with the hopes of applying to law school this cycle. But thanks to your advice, I have decided the best decision for me would be to improve my LSAT score before applying. I have a 3.85 LSAC GPA, and my LSAT practice tests have ranged around the 150s, which I know I can improve this year before Logic Games is taken away. Logic Games is my best section. When I apply next cycle, would it be wise to replace one of my letters of recommendation with a recent one from my current employer? I work for the university I attended, but I believe letters from old college professors will be more impactful due to my better rapport and history with them. Thank you, everyone at the Demon Team, for all you do. Arian.
Look, I think a letter that is more strongly written because you know the writer better is more important than the timing of the letter.
Yep, I totally agree. I mean, 1 or 2 or 3 or even 5 years out of college, I don't think that there's anything wrong with using those old letters of recommendation. Nothing impresses academics more than other academics. Yep. So, you know, and they are reading this letter to try to figure out primarily whether you're going to be successful in their school. You can't be successful as a lawyer if you're not successful in their school. So they need people to be successful in their school to help their employment outcomes. So yeah, they're going to look at your LSAT and your GPA primarily. They're going to look at, you know, your personal statement and your resume and maybe some other factors before they ever really even give a shit about these letters of recommendation. Letters of recommendation are kind of like a reality check just to make sure that you're not crazy. You know, can Arian find two people who are willing to vouch for her?
Yeah.
Because some people can't.
Yeah.
But you clearly can. And if you know you've got a better rapport and a good history and you got A's in their classes and they're going to say nothing but nice things about you, then yeah, I think that those letters are great and you don't need to worry about updating that at all. That said, if you had done really interesting stuff or if there was some aspect of your candidacy that's not going to come across in any other way, then it might be worth it. You know, if you do something really impressive, it might be worth it to two academic letters. Well, how about one academic letter and one professional? If it emphasizes something new and different and important about your application.
Also, you can always ask for it and then decide not to use it, right? So you could ask for it. And a lot of people like to share the letter they wrote. They don't have to, but they like to. And so you might see these letters and actually decide, hey, you know what? This one sounds fucking amazing. I'm going to send that one.
Mm-hmm. You can always get all of them in your LSAC record. Then when you apply, you can choose which letters to send to which schools. So there's nothing wrong with getting these college professors in the bank. And then if you want to ask a current employer for another letter, why not? If they respond really enthusiastically, and if you can tell that they wrote you a super great letter, then it might be worth sending that and one of your academic letters instead of just two academic letters. But it really doesn't matter, Arian. The thing you have to focus on, and it sounds like you correctly are doing this, is you really just got to focus on the LSAT, because that's the thing that's going to really just blow the doors open to these schools. I mean, with the right LSAT, you know, 150 right now is making your 3.85 GPA sad. 3.85 is pretty solid. And if you combine that with a 165 or something, you're going to just open up possibilities at schools that just, I don't care how good your letters are, they're not admitting you with a 150. But with a 165, you might end up getting a full ride to that same school. That's how important the LSAT is. So I'm glad you're focused on that.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.